Well, I always said that having it at the end of January kind of gives you some wiggle room a little bit for the weather if it was bad to, you know, get cold again.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we squeezed in last year's, and this is probably payback for squeezing in last year's on 2.5 weeks of worth of ice, you know, and for the whole winter. It's probably how we got paid back. You know, we've had darn near 4 weeks of fishing. You know, the really first good one was 2 weeks ago. And, and we had some great ice last week. Just nobody used it because, you know, they were afraid with those conditions that we had prior to that. You know, we're muddling through. We haven't opened up the lakes. Some lakes with springs and stuff have opened up some. If we can keep the wind down, the sun, I'm not too worried about the sun at this point in a 50-some degree day because of the fact that the sun rays are not that strong yet. We're not full on high up, you know, if this was a month, you know, forward, you know, the same date in February, yeah, that the rays are going to start doing some damage. So not too worried about that at this point. So we're kind of going to just muddle through and see if we can keep this thing capped before we get back into some colder weather.
Is the best thing that we just keep the ice that we have, I mean, and not open up the lake?
Absolutely. That's our best option to keep, you know, to get back on the ice. We're starting to lose some shorelines, things like that. You know, the biggest thing we can hope is that when that cold comes, that we get some freezing temperatures so we can freeze up before the winds start. And, you know, because the minute if we open up the shorelines and you start getting winds, then you start getting movement, then you start getting bigger areas where wind can start cutting ice. And, you know, and I've seen it where, you know, we've gone through the worst part, 50 degrees, 60 degrees, no winds. You know, and then you're looking like, okay, we're going to make it. You know, we're only a couple hours away from that cold below freezing, you know, getting real cold weather. And then the winds kick up and the water's open and it just cuts that ice and then nothing. So we just got to keep waiting it out. I'll keep our fingers crossed. I've got this gut feeling that we're going to get one more shot at winter and ice fishing. Something just tells me that we're not done yet.
Well, that's what I wondered. Is it your gut? Do you see something that you like in the forecast here in the next 2-3 weeks? How long is it going to take if we do get, you know, 0 degree temperatures or sub-zero temperatures?
We get sub-zero temperatures based where we're at right now. We could be back on the ice within 3 days, if not sooner. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, the ice is not the greatest ice, but, you know, there is still some out there. There's still a definite thickness, especially if we got into some 0 degree weathers in a short period of time. You know, it's just going to tighten that ice up that's there, and it's more than what would be safe ice, you know, if it's cold temperatures to do some fishing on. You know, and again, not everywhere would you be able to go, same kind of things, because you got spearing holes that opened up bigger, and right. 10-inch holes now are 18-inch holes, and 8-inch holes are 12s to 14s, and 6-inch holes are 10s. So, you know, those issues you have to deal with, you know, when these type of things happen. And then, of course, you know, those areas where those holes are at, you've got thinner ice because of the, you know, the surface water going through. So it's, you know, but really, I could really see within, you know, some real good temperatures in the teens, I could see 3 days we could be in good shape.
So. Of course, we're talking about the Midwest Open Ice Fishing Tournament, over $20,000 to win that thing. It was scheduled for next weekend, and Tom and the Knutson's crew are pushing it back, obviously, no choice, to February 12th. Now, I nobody wants to talk about this, Tom, but what if we don't have enough ice by the 12th? Will it get postponed again?
Nope. Yeah, it would get postponed until 2018.
Okay, so it won't be made up this year if we can't get it in by the 12th.
Yeah, I'm going to give it one shot. Yeah, I mean, based on forecasts, and in fairness to everybody, I got to try to get it in. You know, I want it to be fair, and we got to give it one make-up shot and see if we can get it in. You know, never have I postponed and actually completed a tournament. That's never happened. You know, we've canceled twice. Because of bad ice. If we were to postpone and actually get it in, that would be a first for us to actually move dates and go forward.
Well, it is the largest ice fishing tournament in the world. I mean, you got to give it an effort. There's a lot of people that are coming from a long ways away and really enjoy coming to this.
Yeah, and then you want new people who want to get in, and do you want to try to have another tournament next year? I mean, that's the biggest thing, is try to get the next round of people into the event. And so, you know, when you start losing years like we have been, you start losing interest in ice fishing because, you know, it's not happening, and people's attention span is not quite as long as it used to be, and they're on to something else. I mean, if I didn't work and have the business and keep it rolling, I can tell you that I'd be packing a vehicle and going for a ride up north. I mean, you know, Cadillac, Houghton, all those places, you know, have ice. They're not getting these temperatures we're getting. They seem to be about 10 degrees colder at night than what we are, and, you know, 10 degrees cooler during the day. So that saved them quite a bit, and there is very good fishable ice, you know, to the north and not that far to the north. And if it's me and I'm in a big ice fishing, you know, love ice fishing, I'm making a little weekend trip. I mean, you can even do a day trip and, you know, declare in that area and get on some ice and still be back home in the same day.
I think today's the first weekend of the Houghton Lake Tip-Up Festival, too.
Yeah, and I think that they're fairly okay up there. I don't think there's any issues at this point, from what I understand.
And I don't know if they're driving the big trucks and all that kind of stuff out there.
I don't know. But I think that they can get around up there in four-wheelers and snowmobiles and get onto into the main areas. And like I said, I know Cadillac and Lake Mitchell, those are good. You know, that's 3 hours, 3.5 hour ride. Get up there, do some fishing, come back home.
Sure.
You know, I mean, make a day trip out of it. Make it a fun couple days. I know these. You know, I know so many guys want to ice fish. So.
Yeah, here, hit the night bite quick tonight, and then you know, fish till noon tomorrow, and you're still back in time to watch all the football games tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and it's a shame, too, that we've lost what we had going on here because, man, they're starting to catch some fish.
Yeah.
It was fun. There's been a new little honey hole found in the area, and it's producing some of the best perch I've seen in years. And that is Trolls, the state park out there on the Trolls farm.
Oh.
They're allowing ice fishing. They're not, you know, allowing any type of other activity on that water because of the fact of, you know, keeping the geese and ducks around. You know, those would be scared off with boat activity and that type of stuff and swimming and all that. It's strictly going to be ice fishing only in the winter, and the guys found unbelievable perch out there.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Pound and a half perch.
Whoa!
And they're getting, you know, 10, 12, you know, perch over 12 inches a day, and, you know, each guy is, and they're just big old yellow bellies that you don't see around this area. So that's been a little bonus thing, you know, that kind of proves that you got to leave some of the things alone for a while in order to get some of the better fishing. And
sure.
The deal out there has been phenomenal. It's been a nice little blessing, and there's a lot of guys who were bummed out because they were having some fun.
Did Tapio or anybody at the office down there go over and check it out? Or
Everybody but Tapio has been out there. Tapio has been doing some other fishing around, and has been doing quite well, really. So he hadn't gotten out there. Everybody was just getting started, and then, you know, we had to go last. Then we went last week to the SHOT Show, so that's when most guys were. The guys who were catching them were keeping it a secret as long as they could. But when the board here starts filling up with pound and a half perch, people start questioning, where are these perch coming from?
People start getting followed.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, a guy tells a buddy, and a guy tells a buddy, and next thing you know, there's 50 shanties on there.
Boy, I'd like to try that if we get some ice.
Yeah, so everybody's kind of hoping to get this ice back so they can get back out there and get onto some of them.
And that's
especially when you get down towards, you know, in March when those fish really get big.
I haven't been out there, Tom. Is that a very big body of water?
It's a good sized body of water, Jamie. It's not. I mean, it's not gigantic, but it's perfect for you know, probably about. I don't know. It's decent. I mean, it's not Vineyard Lake size, but not that far off of. I'm trying to think of a lake that would be close.
Vandercook or something?
Yeah, maybe something along that lines. Yep. You know, and it's never had, you know, it hasn't been fished in 40 years. You know, really fished of multiple people, you know.
Right.
Multiple areas, you know, in a deal. So, you know, it's very, very exciting when you get to do something like that. And the state, you know, they're really working hard, I think, to balance everything on that deal, and definitely, you know, the idea is to keep the waterfall there. That's, you know, that's the idea, because if they run those waterfall out, then basically they just bought a piece of land, in my opinion, that's worthless. And, you know, they just need to, you know, you can do ice fishing and do anything else on that lake during the wintertime, but when that water opens up, you just need to get off of it.
Boy, I was really hoping that we were going to have a hard freeze up because, you know, today really, is today the second goose season? It opens up today?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So goose season's back open as of today. And with all the water that's everywhere, it seems like I'm seeing a lot more geese in fields, like picked corn fields, and be a little puddle out there, and you got 150, 200 geese out there. They're not bunched up in my spot like they are when it's super cold. So it kind of, I don't think I'm going to be going.
Yeah,
not tonight.
It's this time of year. It is what it is. But you get some field shooting in, which is good. And they're, this time of year, you can, if they're in the field, you can get a good shot at them for sure.
I think there's still a lot of geese around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this kind of weather, they're not going anywhere. Not the ones, not the locals. They don't go anywhere. They're not going until it's bitter. And it's not, obviously not that.
How was the SHOT Show?
SHOT Show was good. It was, I think their attendance is down some. I think the show has changed drastically, since we first started going. It's more, now it's become more of a military or tactical for police and stuff like that with the AR platforms. And I don't know, there's just a million of that type of stuff. And the kind of the hunting guys have been kind of pushed out of the way for that. And I think you'll see a change back. Now that we have a new president who is not focused on gun control, these guys' outlet to sell some of their product is going to be a lot harder because they just don't have the pressures to sell, to buy. Mm-hmm. The consumer doesn't have the pressures to buy. And as we know, President Obama, in the gun industry was their number one salesman for 8 years. And the industry had oversold by probably about 5 to 6 years worth of merchandise that Ford sold. So it's going to be a very tough run for the gun industry for the next at least 4 years. And from what I understand, they'd stockpiled a bunch of guns. The manufacturers did because I think they were banking on Hillary Clinton win. And it didn't happen. And now they got all this merchandise to try to get rid of. So it was a little quieter. Like I say, the police departments weren't nearly there like they used to. You could actually move in the aisles and not get bumped around. So, so now maybe concentration of the niche market back to the hunting and concentrate on that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think Shoepex would tell you it was the best 8 years that they've had.
Oh, absolutely. When it comes to the gun side, for sure.
Yeah.
Anybody that's sold guns, for sure.
Or ammunition.
And ammunition. But I think the ammunition side is probably going to hold up some. I've watched enough, and I've been kind of watching this Brooklyn Sportsman's Club, and then now with the trap leagues starting up in a lot of the schools, I think you're going to see the ammunition kind of hold up some because there's a lot more competition, a lot more places that have created competition structures. So there's more outlet to use the ammunition. So I think we're going to see some at least holding the numbers on the ammunition side. Definitely this youth trap league is really exploding. Columbia now is on. Columbia Central now has formed a team.
Cool.
Napoleon has a team. Manchester has a team. And it's becoming a letter sport on top of that, not just a club. And so you're going to see a big opportunity for kids to do in competition shooting, and I think it's phenomenal.
Boy, the only thing that bumps me out is we didn't have that stuff when we were kids. I would have loved to have had an archery.
You think, Jamie? You think?
Oh, my gosh.
How bumming is that?
Yeah.
I know another, Tapio. It's like, are you kidding me? are you kidding me? But I guess, in his regard, dude, I would have. I loved bowling when I was a kid, and I would.
Right.
Yeah, and I never had bowling league, and he got to enjoy bowling league, bowling deal. So I, like I say, he's just all these new opportunities for these kids is great, and I think this is probably the best thing that could happen to hunting and outdoor sport, outdoor shooting is these trap leagues.
Sure,
get involved. So some great things coming down the line on that, and I hope that the communities help support them. I know I'm going to do the best I can for each one of those schools and in the best way I can. We've already been helping schools out in Minnesota in Dad's hometown. I'm helping them, and that's kind of how we kind of, knew about what was happening before it even got here. And when they started talking about it, we jumped right in and trying to support them the best we can.
You're right on the opportunities, though. I mean, think about it. Archery's in schools. Yep. You've got bass fishing clubs at schools. I think Northwest has a bass fishing club or a bass fishing team. A lot of the colleges, I think we were up north, and I think I saw an Adrian College bass team. They had their boat all wrapped and everything else. It's pretty cool.
Amy, from what I understand, the Adrian College bass team, the fishing team, is one of the highest funded fishing teams in the United States.
Really?
They have an anonymous donor that doesn't want to be done, but I believe they have two fully decked out boats, trucks, everything to haul it with.
Yeah, well, I've seen them.
Yeah, you know, Michigan State, those guys don't have those type of things. Yeah, so from what I understand, there's a lot of envious colleges out there of the Adrian team, and it's right here in our backyard. Tapio didn't get involved in that in college. I was kind of bummed on that. You go out in Wisconsin, there's ice fishing teams, ice fishing leagues in high school that are starting to start about, which I think is actually more beneficial to everybody because you don't need a boat, so the costs are a lot less.
Sure.
Ice fishing versus open water fishing. But then they can just roll it right in. And up here, you can just roll it into two, make it a two-season sport as opposed to just a one-season with the open water. So, the activities to get people back out in the outdoors, it looks like it's going to be done through the schools, and we're going to get these kids back involved, and it's going to be a great thing in the overall end of it.
I mean, even the traditional sports. I mean, when we played baseball, we played Pee Wee League or Little League or Mickey Mantle or whatever, and then that was it.
Right.
We didn't have all the travel teams and everything else when we were kids. And now
we played each other, basically played each other.
Right. It's every weekend now. I mean, and if you're not, you're missing out, It's
At some point, I think, and I've watched enough of it, I think we as parents get too much of it. And, like Tapio, by the time he got to junior or high school, it was junior year, and he'd been traveling for all those years.
Was he burnt out?
Doing that, he was done.
Yeah.
The outdoor stuff grabbed his interest, and he said, "Dad, I don't have time to go fishing. I'd rather go fishing than play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather go hunting than play basketball." And how do you say no? You could say, "Hey, son, you got the rest of your life to do that," but I get it, and that's what and that was his choice.
But it's tough to realize that you have the rest of your life to do it when you're a junior in high school or a senior in high school.
Yeah.
You're going to do what you want to do.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that doesn't happen to my kid.
He's got the sports bug. There's no doubt about that.
I did ask him the other day. I said, you're going to be my bluegill fishing pal again this summer, right? And I think he saw a little twinkle in his eye. He's ready for that stuff.
Oh, there's no doubt. You can see he's starting to switch into the outdoor mode. I mean, you've talked about his hunting, doing some duck hunting with you and that type of stuff. And
just a little bit right now, and that's fine.
To gravitate, and at least not pushing it off the side. He's kind of getting, the archery, a little bit, shooting the bows with you and stuff like that. And there's nothing, when they get that age, it's so much fun.
I don't need to push him on it. I just need to know that he's got it in him a little bit, and that makes me happy.
Yep, and that'll come naturally, for sure.
Tom, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Jamie, you have a great weekend.
You too. TK, Knutson Sporting Goods, Fishing Report, and more here on The Outdoor Show at ESPN 101.9. Coming right back. Hang on. Bench.